dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who've transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the San Francisco Target store, which recently responded to repeated theft of its cosmetic products by putting the entire section under lock and key in plexiglass cabinets. Yes, sadly, the Folsom Street store near the Mission District claims to have been such a victim of organized retail theft that they have no other choice than to secure this area in a clear act of racism, sexism, and anti-woke capitalism. Now, how is it possible in the holy mecca of the Golden Gate City that anyone would fail to recognize the truth that all things belong to all people? And then what Target is calling retail theft is really just the more efficient reallocation of scarce eyeliner and lipstick onto the deserving faces of the downtrodden. Now, some critics have foolishly claimed that the rise in non-consensual redistribution of makeup, among other so-called crimes, has been facilitated by the city's elimination of cash bail for non-violent offenses, and the understaffed police department, which has not replaced the 25% of its workforce, 562 officers, who retired or resigned in the last few years. And even though the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee and the crowbar attack that left Fire Commissioner Dan Carmignani hospitalized might seem to indicate there is a violence problem in San Francisco, of course we, the enlightened, know that the rise in redistributive justice actions by non-paying customers is the result of the citywide epiphany that the only crime that counts is thought crime, and that we are all our brother's mascara keeper. Instead of violating citizens' human rights by locking up their products, Target should embrace the truth that we own nothing and that concepts like private property are just vestigial prejudices held over from the lingering structures of patriarchal oppression, especially when it comes to the entrenched misogyny of cosmetics. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to thank Her Majesty, former First Lady Michelle Obama, for finally re-entering the fray as a nutrition warrior with the announcement this week that she is starting a company that will create healthy food and drink for children.
Dessert is not a right.
The new company, Pleasy, Pleasy, Pleasi, will roll out its very first product, a 75% reduced sugar flavored drink that contains extra fiber, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, and comes in vibrant flavors like sour apple, blueberry blast, and orange smash, and will be available online at Target and Walmart.
You know, I can't go to Target.
Retailing for a mere $1 per 8-ounce can, this revolutionary product is going to be a game changer for all the malnourished and impoverished children of America who have been clamoring for an unsweetened canister of fiber-rich refreshment at twice the cost of juice and soda.
If it tastes good, you'll eat it, right? You don't care what it is.
So here's to you, Mrs. Obama, for inventing a delightful product that nobody wants, and selling it under a name nobody can pronounce, for a price nobody can afford, at a time when nobody cares. Good for you. Maybe Dylan Mulvaney can be your spokesman. I hear it's available.
I can get an amen on that.
Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to celebrate, applaud, honor, lift up, and generally wiggle our jazz hands as exuberantly as we can about the U.S. Navy's Digital Ambassador Program for using Yo Person Second Class Joshua Kelly as their very first representative. Now, before I continue, I must warn you that this message contains the name of a Republican former U.S. president, which many of you find triggering. Cover your ears if you must. We understand. Yo Them Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, is a non-binary they-them Instagram and TikTok influencer who routinely performs in drag while off-duty, including during a lip-sync competition during deployment on the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan. There, I said it, you may uncover your ears. As part of the Navy's effort to solve its persistent low recruiting numbers in an overweight culture whose anti-military sensibilities our own order has very proudly helped cultivate, the service is actively reaching out through non-traditional agents to demonstrate its commitment to diversity and inclusion. Of course, what we love about this representation is the message it sends to all the morally divergent and sexually alternate persons in our world that no freak flag flies too far astern for inclusion in our modern military. And now finally, all the fine sailors past, present, and future can, at long last, stop working so hard to deny the callous jokes and jabs from the Army and Air Force about what goes on during shipboard deployments. no more repression, no more pretending, no more consistent uniform standards of conduct. Anything goes in this modern Navy that finally embraces its village people reality.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy,
yes, you can put your mind at ease.
In the Navy,
come on now, people, make a stand.
In the Navy, can't
you say we need a hand?
Yes, indeed, in the Navy, we all need a hand. And a feather boa and translucent platform heels. You go, girl! Get fierce, sailor! Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Now, before we dismiss, a few announcements. Carl Swanson is still recovering at home this week after he inadvertently consumed a piece of net-caught smoked salmon that had been stored in a freezer right next to some non-cage-free chicken. I know, food supply threats are scary for everyone. Also, keep Jennifer Torrinelli in your mantras as she is entering her fifth week of being unable to return to work after personally witnessing a male coworker tell a female coworker that she, and I quote, looked very pretty today. As you may recall, Jennifer once had a male suitor very aggressively hold open a restaurant door for her without even asking her consent. She hasn't been the same since, and this latest episode has understandably left her nearly incapacitated with the trauma. And of course, let us not forget Scott Ross, who is still in the hospital after discovering that his employer was paying him 15% more than a female coworker with less experience, lower productivity, and fewer clocked weekly hours. We are so sorry you had to find out you were being paid based on your value to the company, Scott. Immediately following the service, please join us in the Narthex for fellowship and refreshments. Martha Gunderson has brought peanut-free, plant-based, imitation free-range tuna casserole for lunch, cooked with 83% certified solar power, by the way. And Jane Scroggins has brought her pageant-winning, sugar-free, chocolate-free, mid-to-low THC content brownies and conflict-free, fair-trade decaf Nicaraguan lattes made with a blend of pacamara and maracatura beans, steamed with locally sourced latex-free soy milk. Donations are mandatory and appreciated. And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
We are our brother's mascara's keeper.